We welcome now the newest member of the Jackson Golf Hall of Fame, and delighted to have Mike Raymond with us. Mike, congratulations.
Thanks, Greg. Good afternoon. I appreciate it.
Obviously, a great honor for you.
Yeah, that's for sure. Gary, I got a call a couple weeks ago from Gary Kalahar, who's the chairman of the committee, and it was, you know, it's like I told the guys from the SITPAT, I was stunned. You know, you work hard, you try to win some events, and you think maybe it's out there 5-10 years from now. But I was obviously honored to get that phone call. It's a great honor.
Yeah, Mike, how is this selected? Do you know?
I do not. I am not on the committee. I don't really know their process. I know they keep a, you know, kind of a queue of potential nominees,
mm-hmm.
and after that, I really don't know their process.
We'll have to find out. That's always been a mystery to me. But you're in with it's quite a list. The who's who of golf here in the community.
Yeah, it is, and I think I expressed this to somebody. I forgot who. And you know, when I look at that list of names, obviously you go right from the top with guys that played the tour for years: Dave Hill, Mike Hill, Elaine Crosby, and then some of the, you know, just fantastic amateurs that competed, you know, around the country. You know, I don't put myself in their category, so you know, it's pretty humbling to be associated with them, even though I know that, you know, I never had their accomplishments either, but it's still a great honor.
Your story, Mike, is a little different. You really didn't pick up golf until you were about 30 years old.
Yeah, it's ironic. One of your troublemakers at the station there contributed a lot to that. Doug Hansen, I met when I moved to town here. And, you know, that was the era, Greg, when I didn't even know there was such a thing as a club pro.
Wow.
When I got introduced to him and they said, you know, Doug's a golf pro, I'm thinking, oh, great. You know, how you doing on tour? I didn't know there was such. He goes, well, no, there's, you know, he explained it all. And Doug was the golf pro at Duck Lake Country Club then. And, you know, he set up a game so I could play. And, you know, that kicked off. Not that I hadn't played a little bit before then,
uh-huh.
but not with anybody that knew what they were doing.
Not competitively, did you?
No, not even close to competitively.
And now Doug's your caddy.
I still can't get him to do that. He won't stoop that low.
But so you in your 30s, about three decades ago, and how did you get so good, Mike?
Well, you know, it's a lot of practice. I still, you know, remember playing with those guys early on. You know, one of my very first 18 holes was Steve Mattelina, Steve Ludwig, Doug Hansen. And I, you know, so literally I'm out there shooting over 100 thinking that, you know, I'm a pretty good athlete. How hard can this be? And then watching this and going, you know, I've got a lot to learn here. And I still remember Steve's words like, listen, it's not easy, but it's not that hard. You know, you just got to put some time in every night. You know, if you just put in half hour, 45 minutes, an hour practicing every night, you know, you'll get better. And, you know, from there to here seems like a few million golf balls.
Yeah, I guess you just sit there and watch Madalena and you learn something.
Well, yeah, and everybody. I mean, you know, guys like Doug have got good fundamentals. And then, you know, I think I was lucky to, you know, Ron Berman became the pro at the country club. And he's been, quote, you know, my pro, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, a world-class player, too. So, you know, you get to assimilate good habits and the right way to think about things. And you know, those are breaks that not everybody gets when they start playing the game.
But you won many tournaments, but just recently the senior match play, that's huge to win something like that.
Yeah, that was, you know, I said that was my Michigan amateur because I wasn't good enough in those early years to even think about competing in the Michigan amateur. But I thought if I could stay in shape, improve my game, I could play against all that same set of guys once they turned 55. And, you know, that would be my chance. So to win that was, you know, that was special to me because I played against, you know, I played great guys all the way through, but, you know, in the finals was a guy named Greg Reynolds who had just won a few years earlier the United States senior amateur and played in all those events. So you know, that was rewarding on a personal basis.
Yeah, Reynolds certainly one of the best amateurs in Michigan for years.
Yeah, absolutely. And in that same field was Randy Lewis, who had just played in the Masters as an amateur. And so, you know, those are fun.
Well, you see some guys, Michael, get up there in their 50s and 60s. They really back away from the game. You're still playing quite a bit, aren't you?
Yep, I still love the competition, you know, and there's aspects that I love about it that I can still play with the young guys. In fact, as an aside, you're being listened to in Denver and Colorado Springs today, Greg. I have a lot of sales colleagues, that young guys that I play golf with, Sean and the boys are all listening on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And it's fun when you're, you know, in your 60s and you can go out and compete with the young guys and have a laugh and have a beer afterwards. And you know that there's no other sport that you can do that with. So I still love the process of competing, playing every spring, getting ready for tournaments, whether I'm playing against the old guys or against the young guys. I still love it.
Yeah. And, you know, at times it's hard work, Mike, I know you work a full-time job, and to get out there and get enough golf in to keep that game fine-tuned.
Yep, it is work. It is work for me. I don't consider myself a natural at it, so I need that, you know, hour and a half after work, you know, every night. And it can be frustrating when your body is not cooperating or you're not hitting it good. And that's why having guys like, you know, Doug or Ron Berman or guys who know your swing and go, what are you thinking? You don't do it. Man, do this, do that. You know, so it's fun. I love the process.
Well, again, Mike, congratulations. Great honor. You're on a list of some great, great golfers here in the Metroplex.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Greg.
Take care, Michael.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mike Raymond, newest member of the mysterious Jackson Golf Hall of Fame. But I did track down a list of the members of the Golf Hall of Fame. Here we go. You ready? The Golf Hall of Fame opened in 1982, and they inducted that year Johnny Addison, Rex Bigelow, Hal Blanchard, Brian C. Charter, Bob Corley, Vic Kewis, Jake Fisecki, Maxine Goodrich, Dave and Mike Hill, Ted Kuzma, Phil Marston, Jerry Marston Hagen, Agnes Martucci, and Bob Zimmerman in the first year in 1982. 83, Al Cotton, Fred Feldy, Shirley Hoagland, Bill White. Following year, Andy Andrews, Ducky, Ken Douglas, Jeannie Peel. 1985, Jack Dallaire, Bob Hancock, George Hoagland. 1986, John O'Connell. 1987, Elaine Crosby. 1988, Janice Haynes and Harry White. 89, Massey Miller and Robert Peel. 1990, Joe Fierro, Steve Maddalena. 91, Jan Callahar and Jim Pickford. 92, Gene Harpawisky and Pete Walls. 1993, Howard Leach, Jan Pappard. In 94, Doug Rittinger, C.A. Smith. 95, Jerry Lafleur. 96, Dave Swartout. They've hit a few balls together. 97, Bill Shealy. 98, Ann Bess. 1999, Kathy Swihart. Dick Kurzanowski in 2000. Ron Berman and Bob Hills in 2001. David Gilpin. 2002, 2003, Al Glick, 2004, Louis Chiappetta, 2005, Gary Robinson, of course, a long time at Arbor Hills, Shane Clark in 06, Mark Kurzanowski in 07, Virginia Fisher in 2008, Gene Hinckley in 09, Todd Marston, 2010, Dave Kendall, 2011,
who was just inducted into the Michigan Golf Hall of Fame. Tom Benner. There's a crafty right-hander in 2012. No one inducted in 2013. Denny Vass in 14, and this year's inductee, Mike Raymond. There it is. The entire list. They said I wouldn't read it, and I did.